There's a hidden history. It's a hidden history of this world and every life within this world. A history that, for the most part, as we're going through our lives and as we look back at history, it remains hidden to us. But it's a hidden history of this world and of every life. And so even in your own life, if you look back now, to look back at the years of your life, and if you were to pick out what you think are some of the most important and pivotal moments of your life, you're only seeing it from your own light, from the perspective of this world. If I die and pray, God, from the light of heaven, look back on my own life, the things that I think are probably the most important moments of my life, the most pivotal ones, the things that I think, probably the moments I'd pick in my arrogance would be the things in which I did something big. They would all be things in which I did something. They're probably not going to be the most important things at all. Because there's a hidden history of every life. And that it's probably the hidden things in my life, the hidden moments, which are the vastly most important of all of them. And so perhaps it was a moment as a young child receiving the Eucharist, a moment that I've long forgotten already, but receiving the Eucharist and a seed was planted in my heart, something I never even think about now, but looking back from the light of eternity, where we are promised we'll see all things as God sees them, you'll see those hidden moments which are the most important. Or even just a moment of sitting in my chapel early in the morning, so early that my head is bobbing, halfway falling asleep. And you think, even right after that time of prayer, well, that was a waste. But instead, those most important moments aren't things in a person's life that they have done, but that they're moments in which God has done something in their life. In our arrogance, we think it's something that we've done. But to see the hidden history of your life is to see that those most important moments are the moments in which God did something that may even be hidden from your own eyes. In the world, the history of our world, you can look back, especially all you history buffs, and you look back over the thousands of years and you think, here are the important people of history. Here are the most important people, and here are those most important pivotal moments of history. Maybe. But we look back, and if we see from the light of eternity, and we see the hidden history of the world, what a person will probably see is that the most important people in all of history, the most important people living among us now, are people who remain hidden from the rest of humanity. Their lives remain hidden. And so someone, perhaps, who is an old man at the nursing home, who the joy of his week is Friday when the priest comes and they have Mass there, and in that Mass, he prays from his heart for his family, all of his family who is long gone by now. And he prays in that Mass and in his rosary multiple times a day, just sitting alone in his room. But he prays for his family, he prays for the world and for the church. And you wouldn't think, seeing this man, here's one of the most important people in history. A single mother who has three little kids, who brings them to Mass every Sunday. And they're three little young kids, and they're running around the whole time, and she's like trying to keep them within the pew. And you would look at it, and you wouldn't think she got anything out of Mass, right? That she got anything out of it. She didn't hear a word of the homily. She was trying to keep the kids from screaming and worried about what everybody else is thinking in the pew next to her. But in those beautiful 30 seconds right after she receives Jesus in the Eucharist, as she's walking back to the pew, she prays from the very depth of her heart for her three kids and for their dad, and that she'll have the strength that she receives from Jesus to be able to love them well. And she prays that same prayer right after the last one has gone to bed, 5 minutes before she passes out from exhaustion as well. No one would pick this woman out and be like, here she is. The prayer she's praying and this closeness with Jesus in the Eucharist, here's one of the most important people in history. You think, yeah, whatever, Father. But God hides himself from the arrogant. He always does. Because God comes to us in humility. And like knows like. It's only the humble who recognize God. It's only the humble who see God. There's a church in Paris called Sacré-Cœur. It sits in Montmartre. It overlooks the whole city. It's beautiful. They built this church to the Sacred Heart as a place of reparation for the sins of their country, France, from the French Revolution, and for the sins of all the world. And even before this church was finished, from 1885 all through this very moment, they've had perpetual adoration there. Even during the bombings of 1944, when pieces of the church were falling down, they continued to adore Jesus there. During the pandemic, the handful of Benedictine sisters who were there, they spent hours and hours when no one else could come so that Jesus could be adored in the Blessed Sacrament. There and in many places throughout the world and in our city, where people come to adore Jesus and just to sit with him and to pour their heart out to him. That these are the people, when you see the history of the world, where it's not hidden from our eyes like it is now, but you see it fully. These are the moments and the people who will be the most important in all of history. But yet they're hidden. This isn't just Father Shea thinking or making this up. This is divine logic. Because who is the most important person in history? Easy question, right? Who is the most important person in history? The one who stands at the center of history. The one who is the Alpha, the beginning. The one who is the Omega, the end. And this is why those two symbols are on the other side of Jesus. That Jesus stands at the center of all of history. And the cross stands at the center of all of history. He is the most important person in all of human history. Yet where in the last 2,000 years has he chosen to remain hidden? Where is Jesus? Where has he chosen to remain hidden where he is sacramentally here for us in the Eucharist? Which means when you look back on these last 2,000 years of history from the light of eternal life, you'll see that the most important thing in all these 1,000 years is the Eucharist and those who remain hidden in Jesus, those whose lives are transformed by the person who is the Eucharist, Jesus, who is truly present but truly hidden in the Eucharist. Jesus, who is truly hidden. Yet how is he revealed? How is he revealed? He's revealed through humble faith and through humble love. It's through faith and love that he's revealed. Thomas Aquinas, who wrote much and wrote beautifully on the Eucharist, wrote that at the words of consecration, those words that we heard in the gospel today that the priest prays over the bread and wine, this is my body, this is my blood. At the words of consecration, it's as if we see a fire kindled in a new place. A fire that's kindled. Because yes, Jesus is everywhere, and Jesus is in the other person sitting next to you, but there's a unique presence of Jesus every place that the Eucharist is consecrated, in every place that the Eucharist is. There is a fire that is there. And those who remain close to the fire, though it remains hidden to us, the effects of it are real. Anyone who has sat in the church before the Eucharist in adoration, it's God who does the work in you. It's not what you're doing there, the prayers you're praying. If you sit there, it's He who does the work. Even if you sit there and you're restless and your mind is all distracted, this is Him working on you. Because the fruit that comes out of that, Him reordering things in your heart, is the fruit of peace, which comes from order. Things being rightly ordered to Him and to all others in love. And that it's through love and faith, humble love and humble faith, that He's revealed. Jesus, who is hidden here. And He's revealed to not just us, but Jesus desires to be revealed to the world as well, and to be revealed from this beautiful sacrament in which He is hidden. It's why Jesus desires to be brought out into procession into the towns and places where He is at. It's this beautiful tradition that we continue in Dickinson today, this afternoon, of bringing Jesus out into Eucharistic procession. And why do we do this? Why does Jesus want this? It's not just, oh, this is a good idea, let's do it. And we're not doing it because, yeah, look at us, we're awesome. No, it's a humble faith, it's a humble love. And because doing it helps your faith to grow, and it helps your love for Jesus to grow. But it's not just our faith and our love, it's the faith and love of all of those who will encounter Jesus, who will probably remain hidden from us. There's an anecdote, an account of a young man who, he was a server growing up, and he served all the time, and he used to love to serve. But when he finished high school, went off to college, he left the church and never looked back. Didn't set foot in the church at all from that young age. And there was a Eucharistic procession going on in his town, and he just happened to be coming out of the grocery store right as it was passing by. And he saw with his eyes, for the first time in decades, Jesus there in the Eucharist. He saw the Eucharist for the first time in decades, and he heard Jesus speak to him so clearly, "Come back to me." And the man did. Or someone who beholds Jesus for the first time in their life. We don't think about it because we take it for granted. At every Mass you hear and you see, when the priest holds up Jesus and says, "Behold, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." That there are those in this world, which is a world that is cold, it's a world that is dark, and it's a world that is vulnerable and in fear. There are those who have never seen Jesus. Their eyes have never laid sight of Him in the Eucharist. And that even for a moment, as He passes by, they're able to catch a glimpse of Jesus, who is this fire kindled among us, so that their heart is able to encounter the warmth, the light, and the protection of Jesus in the Eucharist. Or even as He passes by their place, and they never see, He remains hidden, and the graces that come from that. Jesus, the most important person in all of history, He comes to us this morning, and He remains hidden. I pray on this Corpus Christi feast day that we might draw close to Him, so that He who is hidden in the Eucharist might be revealed to us and to all those whom we bring Him out to, through humble love and through humble faith.